Unit 17. Disabilities. Listening. 1. Listen to John talking about his life in Part 1. And answer the questions below.
John is 15 and is in a wheelchair. He can't move his legs at all. Despite his disability, John is able to live a more or less normal life. Now, listen to John talking about his life at home.
Getting out of bed in the morning is difficult for everyone, I think. Nobody wants to get up and leave a comfortable bed, really. For me, getting out of bed is even more difficult. In fact, if I didn't have someone to help me, I might not be able to get out of bed at all. My mom or dad has to help me. They help me get dressed and lift me into my wheelchair. Oh, I do know how to put on my clothes, but it takes much longer if I do it myself. Once I am in my wheelchair, I can get around and do whatever I want. Of course, some places are difficult to get to when you're in a wheelchair. Our house used to be pretty bad. The doors were too narrow, and all the desks, tables, and shelves were too high. Now, my parents have rebuilt the house, so it's easier for me to take care of myself. We moved the shelves so I could get stuff from the cupboards, and my dad and I built a box I can roll onto when I want to cook in the kitchen. We also put some boards over the stairs in front of our house so that I can come and go as I please.
2. Listen to Part 2 and tick the obstacles that John mentions. And explain why they make his life difficult.
John is telling you about his life outside his house.
Outside my house, it is more difficult to get around. People just don't think about wheelchairs when they build houses in cities. For example, most streets have a high sidewalk, so it's almost impossible for me to cross the street. My school is okay, but there is no elevator, so I can't get to the second floor. When I go shopping, there are always lots of problems. How do you ride an escalator in a wheelchair? There are some stores I can't even get into, because you have to climb up a few stairs to get in. And don't even mention fast food restaurants. Most of them have small plastic seats that you can't move, so there's no place for me to put my wheelchair. At least the park in my neighborhood is easy to get into. My friends talk to the people at the park, and I can now go there to play basketball and hang out with my friends. Oh, are you surprised to hear that I play basketball? I play soccer too. The next time you're in my town, we can play some basketball. We'll see who's the best player.
Workbook, Unit 17. Listening. 1. Listen to Part 1 of the tape and choose the best answers to the following questions.
Many people have heard of the Braille system of reading for the blind, but few people know why it is called the Braille system or who Louis Braille was. In the year 1812, Louis Braille was a very small boy. He lived in a small town in France. Louis's father had a shop in which he made things of leather. One day, Louis was playing in his father's shop and picked up a small tool with a very sharp point. Louis fell. The point of the tool entered his eye, and later he became blind in both eyes. Although he was then only 7 or 8 years old, Louis had to walk with a stick so as to feel where he was going. A few years later, Louis went to a special school for the blind in Paris. There he learned to read. That is, he learned to recognize the letters by feeling them with his fingers. But the letters were several inches high and several inches wide. This was naturally not a very good system of reading. Later on, Louis became a teacher in this same school. He wanted to find a better system of reading for the blind, but it was not easy. One day, he was sitting in a restaurant with a friend who was reading the newspaper to him. The friend read an article about a French captain who had a system of writing which he could use in the dark. He called it night writing. In this night writing, the captain used a system of circles and lines. The circles and lines were raised on the paper so that a person could feel them with his fingers. When Louis heard about it, he became very excited. At last, I have found an answer to the problem of the blind. Now blind people can be free.
2. Listen to Part 1 again and answer the questions below. 3. Listen to part 2 of the tape and complete the tasks below.
Braille characters are made up of 6 dots. The dots are arranged in 2 columns and numbered from 1 to 6. The dot on the top left corner is number 1. The one below it is number 2. And the bottom one is number 3. The dot on the top right corner is number 4, and so on. Each letter of the alphabet can be written with a character. The letter A, for example, is written with the number 1 dot, the one on the top left corner. The letter D is made up of dots 1, 4, and 5. You can also write numbers and other marks, for example, a period, which is written with dots 2, 5, and 6. Sometimes, short forms of words or word parts can be used. There are characters for words such as and the, and word parts such as ed and ing. Here are some more letters and characters. Take notes as you listen, and then use your notes to find out what the words in the workbook are. E, dots 1 and 5. L, dots 1, 2, and 3. N, dots 1, 3, 4, and 5. O, dots 1, 3, and 5. W, dots 2, 4, 5, and 6.